You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We have a lot of music tonight. Also, we got Bakari JB rolling through to talk about Hoop Hop. That's two Saturdays from now. One of the premier events in the New England hip-hop scene. He'll tell you all about it. This is the third year. It might even be the fourth year. But we're happy to be involved with it every time around, and it's a great thing he does for the city. So definitely stay tuned and learn more about that. If you were tuned in the last 4 weeks, then you know about the LFOD Alumni Cypher Series. If you weren't tuned in, then let me tell you, basically we invite back all our past guests every July, and they can hop on the air and kick some rhymes over production from New England producers and beyond. This year, the entire cypher was produced by First Official, who we got connected with through the Stew Beat Showcase and the Beat Club Podcast. If you're a producer, definitely check out both of those things at Beat Club Podcast on everything. And what happened is we had a bunch of MCs come through, a different group every week, 4 weeks in a row, and they all ripped it. You can hear that right now on our SoundCloud.com/LFOD or LFODradio.com, or go to any of our social media at LFOD Radio, and you'll find something up there. If you do have Twitter, we are Live Free OD Radio. We're working that out, but if you just start typing LFOD, we should pop right up. So that's the third annual Alumni Cypher Series video coming soon, shot by Stay True. Another dope thing about the Stew Beat Showcase is they have Black Milk coming to Boston this Sunday at Wonder Bar as part of their showcase. He's going to do a whole set, and it's going to be pretty dope. So you're going to get the Stew Beat Showcase, and then you're going to get a Black Milk concert on top of that. I believe Spenda is performing as well. So if you want to go to that, though, we got you. $10 off general admission. Promo code LFOD. You just type that in at stewbeatshowcase.com/buy-tickets. Or once again, check that out on our social media. We got the flyer up. Promo code LFOD, $10 off. It's normally a $20 ticket. You get it for $10. That's $5 a show. That's not bad at all. And I've said it before, but the Stew is my favorite event in the city. I like Hoop Hop, but the Stew is the best. Basically, they have a collection of producers. I think it's 6 to 8, probably 8 producers up on stage, and they have various competitions. They do a tune for tune. They have to score movies. They get thrown samples, and they have 20 minutes to come up with a flip. It's dope. It definitely showcases a lot of talent, and it's a good place to network if you're into that kind of stuff. If you're an artist, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us an email. Make sure we get your record. Keep it clean. We will play it, and that's how we connect with pretty much everybody. So there's not a lot of shortcuts on here. Shoot us an email, submissions@lfodradio.com. On that note, we are going to play something by the homie Darius Haywood. He was in here for the Cypher last week, and we were giving him a hard time because he never sends us any records, and he popped this one over real quick. It's called Ish Ain't Change Much. Not really a clean title, but shout out to Darius Haywood. Shout out to Eastside Brockton. Supremes, I'm coming for you. Tune in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Black Diamond. 58. Ain't much left to say. See this bop in my walk? I was made for this shit. Hit a slick in my talk.
That's word.
Think I'm sicker than Rick.
I am.
I don't want your bitch. I just eyed a Gia. She liking my pics.
She eyeing.
See me chilling. I'm swimming. We the wave new. Listen. As soon as I drop, we gon' change some positions. What you hear is a killer. You ask for a verse, that's a body. In the 8 for 2 weeks, called a homie. Thought I was playing, I plotted. And fate always came with the Prada. I might work on a verse like an hour. Man, my shit is so polished, you bluffing. Put on my record, you love it.
You love it.
I put this on record that I'll be the best before I die. You put out a record, you should take a second. Feel bless you a lot. I came from the jungle, I came in this humble. I played to the side,
I did.
You came for the front and I came for the front. You do it too if they say you the one.
I'm the one. Flip a finger to a new hatin'. See you flinching, you intimidated. Keep the money, man, I've been amazing. You let the money front the imitation. Flip a finger to a new hatin'. See you flinching, you intimidated. Keep the money, man, I've been amazing. Keep the money, man, shit ain't change. They feel what I speak, so they listen to me.
They feel me.
You gritting your teeth.
We see it.
I'm just hugging my nuts while I'm wiping this lint off my visual tee.
I'm stacked.
See my visual come with the hills and the beach.
Word.
I touched down in Cali 09, I was rolling with King.
Ask about it.
We was rolling with True. Smell the scent through my jeans.
What else?
I hit Vegas with Gene.
That's cool.
That white Beamer was clean.
Clean.
Plug me in for a scene. Even made me some cream. Got the voucher to prove it. Don't talk about no movements of new. They moving, I've been in this shit. Flipping sentences. Mama, daddy doing sentences. Teachers couldn't make no sense of this. How the hell he get the recognition?
Patience was my biggest nemesis. Hard to read me like my penmanship. Push my pen into the limit till I'm finished. Hated, they forgiving, I'm kidding. Forgiving, I'm kidding.
Got it. Now the saying goes, real always recognize real. This is Black Diamond.
I'm the one, flip a finger to a new hater. See you flinching, you intimidated. Keep the money, man, I've been amazing. You let the money front the imitation. Flip a finger to a new hater. See you flinching, you intimidated. Keep the money, man, I've been amazing. Keep the money, man, shit ain't changed. Flip a finger to a new hater. See you flinching, you intimidated. Keep the money, man, I've been amazing. You let the money front the imitation. Flip a finger to a new hater. See you flinching, you intimidated. Keep the money, man, I've been amazing. Keep the money, man, shit ain't changed.
Devil trying to hold me under, ayy. Protect my soul, I know you want it, ayy. I can hear my demons turning, ayy. Grandma almost had a daughter, ayy. That just got me going harder, ayy. Triple-double in the quarter, ayy. Russell Westbrook with the thunder, ayy.
I just wanna bag one of them. I just wanna fast with one of them. I just wanna run it up to the ceiling. Went through the struggle, you don't know the feeling.
And you don't know the killers that I know. You can't go to places that I go. Yeah, ooh, I had to get it on my own. I can never turn my back on my home. I can never turn my back on my own. Yeah, but I ain't go pulpit. This one for the niggas that I grew with. Now the money longer than the pool stick. I was Cinderella with the broomstick. I was cast out by the cool kids. I was grass out, I was clueless. All this cash now, what to do with? In the jack now, when it's ruthless. When the sacks now, going stupid. Woo! Nature boy, hoods looking on me some favors, boy. I can't go that and lay a boy. No, not the run up on major boy. Swear I need saving. Lately I'm focused on paving a better route. I am not perfect. I am not the one to worship. Shawty grew up in the churches. She popping Molly like Zyrtec. She acting like piling the problem. She crazy and I'm the asylum. She crazy and I'm right beside her. We talking about Trump and his shit. About the corruption of government. And about how religion is twisted fiction. It's hard to identify as a Christian when the image of Nazareth lacking tone. I heard that they laugh at us back at home. It's true we were chained and brought on the boat. But why we still here? I don't know. I don't know. It's true we were chained and brought on the boat. But why we still here? I don't know. I don't know. From Molly water to holy water, ayy. Devil trying to hold me under, ayy. Protect my soul, I know he want it, ayy. I can hear my demons turning, ayy. Grandma almost had a daughter, ayy. That just got me going harder, ayy. Triple-double in the quarter, ayy. Russell Westbrook with the thunder, ayy.
I just wanna bag one of them. I just wanna fast with one of them. I just wanna run it up to the ceiling. Went through the struggle, you don't know the feeling.
And you don't know the killers that I know. You can't go to places that I go. Yeah, ooh, I had to get it on my own. I can never turn my back on my home.
Yeah, $100 million, ayy. Comma, ayy. Women rolling marijuana, ayy. All the niggas they ever wanted, ayy. Real nigga, my persona, ayy. Tryna put me in Madonna, ayy. From the foreign, from the cold, but I just heat up like a sauna, ayy. Put the city on 10, tryna cop the Benz, used to ride the Honda. Nah, work, yeah, like Rihanna. Lately I've been going harder, made it out the water, snakes and the piranhas. Damn, we been eating, homie, they been sleeping on me, they gon' stay in their pajamas. Damn, you forever snooze, I can never lose, this is level 2. We don't put the glory on the pedestal, tryna teach these again what they never knew. Gotta put the hours in for revenue, gotta sit and listen what I'm telling you. We just wanna be great in general, when I go in, it's incredible. Look at how far I came, man, look at how far I came. I ain't talking about a bitch press.
you know the bar get raised. And even though the niggas gon' hate, just know the tables gon' turn. Ay, and I know we ain't perfect, ay, but one day we gon' learn, gon' learn. $100 million, ay, comma, ay, women rolling marijuana, ay, all they can ever want it, ay, real nigga in my persona, ay, tryna put me in Madonna, ay, from the phone for the cold, but I just heat up like a sauna.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, yes, ma'am. I am the man of the hour. I am the man. You a coward? I am fresh out the shower. I am fresh dress. Need press now. Fall off, I get up and wipe myself off. I used to go to sleep cuddling an AR. This the trials of the tribulations. This the files they don't wanna open. They don't wanna see you at the banquet. They don't wanna see you make it. They don't wanna see that trophy, huh? I welcome yours with open arms. I give your lady a throat massage. I put your house in my fourth garage. Perpendicular, ignorant, cross with articulate. Southside using Ben Franklin for benefits. Dirt diggler with intent. Black boards with the tent, Kush for a supplement. I'm the reason Bentiaga had a waiting list. Please don't make me sign you up for the faking list. I am the man of the hour. I am the man. You a coward? I am fresh out the shower. I am the man of the hour. I am the man. You a coward? I am the man of the hour. I am.
High as f*** off the drink that I just rolled. Riding round in the cloud of that Kush smoke. Put my generation on the good dope. Now we all getting high as D'Angelo notes. Getting paid with each quote. Perfecting my game with each stroke. Trying to eat good and gain weight. Lames again wanna provoke us. Coincidentally, I ain't broke in the fashion, but the weed is the only thing that choke us. I'm in my bag. God told me anything that I want, I can have. Anytime I want, I can brag. I be grinding, I don't relax. And real niggas gon' respect that. My passport full and I got jet lag. Homie, I am
the man of the hour. I am the man. You a coward? I am fresh out the shower. I am the man of the hour. I am the man. You a coward? I am the man of the hour. I am
the man of the hour.
She might take us to the Grammys. Next thing you know, I was pulling down the panties. Sex in my studio, you wouldn't understand me. Started talking money, I was like, it's gonna get it. She tryna upgrade from ride around in the Civic. She tryna get paid, I let her know that I was with it. You ain't coming correct it, you ain't about the business. I'm f***ing your b- cause she said that you boring.
Boring, why you boring?
Don't leave around me, nigga, that's a fit warning.
Don't leave around me, leave around me. Put on some red bottoms to await them Jordans. Now the crib looking enormous. Tax back and rising and scoring. Do the same thing in the morning. Gotta go make some bread, I'll be back in the morning. Woke up from my bed and I threw on some foreigns. I just spent a couple racks, get it back in the morning. City to city, we touring. Back in the trap in the morning.
I got a flight in the morning, baby, be right back. If I text you in the air, would you write back? If I hit it and post a girl, would you like that? I'm big like 3D's, girl, this is IMAX. I got a spot in the telly where I can Skype at. With your iPad, I can show you the fun that I had. If I don't get your shit, baby, girl, that is my bad. The convocation to breeze, I hope you got that. Cause I'm just sitting here cracking, you rappers, it's like what's cracking. Young baby, know what he packing. D-Money woke up the dragon, my flow was cracking. If you overdose, then you know what'll happen. On the face and she fell asleep, now I call that kidnapping. I make a star from the bottom and make a way to air mattress. I hit it on the red carpet and now she thinks she an actress. And when we step in the club, the bitch ain't getting no glasses. I gotta wear Christians, but she ain't go to no masses.
Gotta go make some bread, I'll be back in the morning. Woke up from my bed and I threw on some foreigns. I just spent a couple racks, get it back in the morning. City to city, we touring. Back in the trap in the morning. Gotta go make some bread, I'll be back in the morning. Woke up from my bed and I threw on some foreigns. I just spent a couple racks, get it back in the morning. City to city, we touring. Back in the trap in the morning.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. That was D Money Martinez with In the Morning. Shout out to him. He's been hitting us up for a little while. We hadn't gotten the chance to play his record, but there it is. Before that, we had the new Static Selecta, Man of the Hour, featuring Wiz Khalifa and 2 Chainz. We had Orin Major with Holy Water featuring Wave Chappelle. And we kicked things off with Darius Haywood, Ish Ain't Change Much. Now we got Bakari JB in the building.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, man?
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
It's good. Just all right?
Yeah, man. A lot has been going on. Some positive things, some very negative things, but we here.
Let's focus on the positive.
Let's do it.
Hoop Hop.
Fourth annual, man. August 19th. The Roxbury YMCA, all ages event, free admission. That's 285 Martin Luther King Boulevard in Roxbury. So yeah, come out. It's from 12 to 6. It'll be in the main gym, and it basically is showcasing Boston's, you know, celebrity all-star game, so to speak. So it's like hip-hop artists, R&B artists, producers, DJs, like they all get up and play. In a one-day tournament, and you know, for all the bragging rights, basically for the next year. So
and people do brag.
People definitely do brag. So some friends of the show, that's mad crazy. I've been watching Joe Budden podcast a lot, and they always say friends of the show. So I think I've commandeered that. But anyways, some friends of your show that I know have been here, like MDOT, you know what I'm saying, Aunt Thomas, like they won the last two tournaments, and so this. This year, like, I needed a team captain, like, Spenders out. So, MDOT will now be a team captain. So, we're going to break
really?
Up. Yeah, that pairing breaks up, you know what I mean? So, you know, LeBron and D-Wade going to break up, and then we're going to see what happens with that, because it's going to, I think it'll make it also interesting, too.
LeBron and D-Wade. There's a lot of egos on that court.
Oh, there are. I think it's wonderful, man. It's a great, because people take it just perfectly. Like, you know, they take it serious enough that it's still competitive and interesting, you know what I mean? And people want to be a part of it from that standpoint. And then also, it's fun enough that you don't have to really be, you know what I mean, a true-to-life athlete. Like, there are some, but, you know, everybody's not, and that's okay, and we know that. It's also co-ed as well. So there'll be some ladies there representing.
Yeah, the important thing to remember is, you know, these folks are artists first, right. So they have not been shooting in the gym.
Right. So, what's up with you, man? Can I interview you today?
Nah. It's funny. I just went, I don't know. I'm just here crashing the computer I'm using. I went to the Hoop Hop page to look up the, the teams.
Okay.
And sometimes Chrome, now you get one too many tab, and this computer's not built for that.
Yeah, they break you down.
So
it is all over the
What are the Hoop Hop teams?
This is a great question that I should have been more prepared for. So there are...
See, I knew you would need it, but...
So there's four teams. I guess I should rephrase this. There will be six teams this year.
Okay.
10 players per team, but we had so many people sign up that we had an overabundance of people that wanted to participate, which I guess I should have prepared for, but...
You've prepared plenty. I mean, people don't understand, I think, how much you put into this. I said the other day, like, you know, you could have dropped, like, you know, 3 or 4 albums, but instead you dedicated yourself to Hoop Hop, you know?
Very true. Thank you for saying that. Wow. That means a lot. Now I need to, like, Andre 3000.
People interpret it as shade. They thought I was dissing you. And I said, you know, first of all, that's the nature of, you know, being in Bakari's circle there. There's going to be some slight shots. But I mean as a compliment. as a compliment, yeah.
Yeah, man. But what I will say is I knock my features out. So whenever people, you know what I mean, need their features, I get those done. You know what I mean? Business is still business. And business is still... It ain't
handled,
it's getting handled. So basically, with the influx of people wanting to participate, we got about 60 people, and we pretty much were prepared to have 40 people, have 4 people per team. I'm sorry, 10 people per team for 4 different teams. The teams are the sponsored teams are Mass Apparel, Laced, Kush Groove, and LaTeb's team is a Launch Site. So that. Those will be the teams that compete for the championship. So we have 10 players on each of those teams. Then we're going to have rookie teams, 2 rookie teams. There'll be a rookie game, basically, for all the individuals who kind of are new to signing up. I guess fair to say there's a little bit of politics in there, and I'll just keep it a buck just straight off the rip if in case anybody is doing super homework and trying to check me on stuff. Like, I... the way that this is built in is... You know, basically, if you've played before, then you were prioritized into those games. I had to figure out a way to do this. Seeing as how last minute we got like 30-something signups.
Well, I know usually you're like trying to get people to actually, you know, sign up. They're like, yeah, I want to do it. Yeah, I want to do it. Yeah,
exactly. And then what happens is when you go, yo, sign up is done in like 2-3 days, then you get 30 people signing up in 2-3 days. And then I had to, at that point, figure out something that we could do that makes it work for everybody. So that's where the rookie game comes into play. And then now you need to determine, okay, which 40 players are playing, which 20 players are new.
Well, now next year you set the cap and they all sign up early. That could help you.
That could help. But also I think we'll just figure out a way to incorporate more teams. If we know that it's growing like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, then we can figure something else out.
Yeah, we'll get our team out there and finally you know, take the crown.
Yeah, LFOD, baby. So, but they will be out. They will be represented out there. One way or the other.
Probably.
You're going to have some youth
probably
running around. Probably, hopefully, right? So,
August 19th, YMCA.
Yeah,
see it for yourself.
So, all right. So, the teams end up being people who have played before, or if you are making... If you're making waves on the scene and you haven't played before, like, you know what I'm saying, then we try to find a way to incorporate you in that main game. For example, like a name I'll throw in there, Latrell. Latrell James is... He signed up this year. He's balling. So, you know, we probably had about, I'm estimating, maybe like 35 people who had played before. You know what I mean? And then we had, you know, the rest of them are all people who haven't. So then I got to look at the people who haven't, like himself, like International Show, somebody who runs his own studio, has had Jadakiss in his studio, has made waves with different artists, recorded Bia and, you know, a slew of artists, Dutch, April Stanford, yada, yada, yada. The list goes on. Like, he puts in a lot of work for the scene. You know what I'm saying? Like, as opposed to some other artists who maybe they do their thing, or maybe they got a few songs on SoundCloud, or you know what I mean, they've done a couple shows, but they're not really out here like a Latrell James or like an international show. Like, those guys would probably take a little more precedence and get thrown in that loop. So I can see how somebody may end up being like, I signed up first, how come,
yeah,
you know, how come I'm not in the main game or something like that. And at the end of the day, I mean, you know, we still have to find a way to break it down and make it make sense.
I don't think anyone's going to give you a hard time.
I don't, but I just want to, I want clarity.
I think it's dope that you even feel the need to explain yourself on that level to folks. You know, that's very, and that speaks a lot to the nature of what it is it is like really just a positive event for the scene. Mm-hmm. And it's all, it's not only about showcasing the scene and artists, but like bringing people together. Mm-hmm. So there is no funny stuff. There's no, you know, but people need to understand that, like if you're unknown, you got to sort of, you know,
you put that,
get
put
out
that
there
in,
a little
man.
Bit.
Put
you know, this is also showcase dudes who are out here and women who are out here mm-hmm. doing things. You got Candy Rain flying up for this.
Yeah, Candy's the, she's the one.
Yeah.
What was I about to say? I think this kind of also incentivizes people to put in, like, really put in some work. You know what I'm saying?
This,
like,
is the most important thing going on.
And I think the beauty of it is I've met people that I never met before every single year for the tournament that I throw. Like, I remember when Rex was like, yo, Easy Money's trying to play. Like, and I was just like, I don't know who Easy Money is. And then he was like, you don't know who Easy Money is? And then I look up Easy Money and I'm just like, wow, that's crazy. This dude got records with Primo, you know what I mean? Ninth. I'm like, and he's fire. Like, he's dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Easy can rap.
Love Easy. Like, so it's like, that's dope that I meet this dude on that day from something that I was trying to bring other people together to have them meet, and I'm meeting new people. And the same thing with this one. Like, a bunch of people signed up that I don't really know who they are, but I'll meet them on that day. You know what I mean?
And that's dope because you're an artist first, so you're not, it's not your responsibility to know who Easy Money is or who these people are. I mean, you know who you know, but like the more everyone's aware of who's doing what and what's going on, not only does the inspiration spread around, but like you kind of can figure out your role in the whole thing.
And I think it helps us to build our own infrastructure, man. I think that
that's what we're doing,
you know,
yeah.
And
that's what
I watch you, you're very responsible for doing a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? You've created a lot of different platforms to showcase other people, to get yourself out there. And it's like, if we can all, or you know, people who are event coordinators effectively, like if we can all kind of find different creative ways to continue doing this, and we put each other on each other's radar, I think at a certain point, man, like it's gonna just build it and they will come. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody wants to be, you know, either discovered or be the one. And you know what I mean? Certain people are doing better than others, but at the end of the day, it's like if we all built it from inside, you know what I mean? I think it has more to stand on. I think Boston's bubbling anyway. I think it's kind of ready to...
Boston's bubbling crazy. You know? Shout out to everyone making waves at the top of that. Stiz, Mickey, all them. Mm-hmm. No, Michael was Mickey for a short bit. Yeah. That's how long we've been here.
Sometimes it's hard to keep up.
Yeah,
he's
right?
He's changed it a couple times.
Right, it's Jeff now, right?
Right.
Or Dutch, is it?
Yep. I mean? There's a whole slew, man. We could do things forever.
But yeah, there's so much going on, and I think Hoopop is definitely a part of that, and... When they, and I'm dead serious, they're going to write about this period of time in Boston music, like a decade from now, maybe 20. There's going to be look backs, and they're going to see what was going on, and there's definitely going to, this tournament's going to come up for sure.
So.
The amount of trash talk I hear, just even being like related to it in the way that I am, like, it's phenomenal.
Who are you talking about, Chuck?
I just hear
about
so
those
much.
Other guys at Overdog.
I mean, Latrell's been talking about balling at it for years. I'm glad he's lacing up. There's so many. Oh man, if I could, you know, if I had time, you know.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
There's people who actually get on the court and show and prove. And then there's people who say they're going to and do not.
And don't.
And
it's always like all of it is so beautiful. It's really beautiful to see people who you didn't really think or know that they were good, and they're like, I knew M.Dot was good because someone told me.
He was my ringer. I put him in last minute.
You did. But if no one told me he was actually nice, like, I probably would just be like, I would think he was as good as the average person is there. Like, whatever the median is, like, I would think he was somewhere around there. I think I am. I think I'm probably a little bit above whatever that is. I know I'm not top tier. Like, I'm not as good as, like, a Cav or Ant or an Ace or, you know what I mean, like, these dudes. But, like, I think I'm good. Yeah, like they really ball, like, you know what I mean? Like, so I think there's probably like 7 or 8 people in this that are like official tissue, like really nice. And then there's like, you know, probably a slew more, 20 something more people that just, like, you know, they can play the game, they play it casually, they're cool, they played a couple 20, they won a couple 21s in their life, you know, a couple 50 taps. But at the end of the day, you got some official cats, some cats that are just doing it for fun, you know what I mean? Like, yo, Candy was actually,
she balled really nice.
Yeah, she was nice. Like, and you can tell, like, you can just tell by her demeanor. There's really nothing that Candy Rain actually doesn't do, though.
Yeah, shout out to Candy. She's got a new mix out. Mm-hmm. I was actually, it was Saturday night, I need something to hold down a bit of a turn up. I don't know. I was sick of playing DJ. I was like, mm-hmm. Candy just dropped something. Mm-hmm. And I went to it. It was dope. She held it down. You know, shout out to Candy Rain. She's down in Atlanta now. Yeah. Had to get her some LFOG gear. But yeah, I'm fired up, man. It's a dope event. And it is worked into the culture. And people do talk about it year round. Mm-hmm. And it's dope to hear them spar back and forth. I've heard it in raps, like multiple raps. Mm. Yeah.
You know what's also crazy?
And people know who can ball and who can't ball too now. And like, it's just dope when a rapper is able to, you know, clown on another rapper for a jump shot or something. Right. It just adds a layer to, like, you know, knowing a person, you know?
Yo.
And it's so real. You got to put yourself out there to even get on the court.
Hoop Hop has been in 2 visual things.
I've seen it in video. You're right.
Yeah, it's been in, what's my name? Mass Pike Miles dropped the video. Mm-hmm. And there was footage from Hoop Hop in there. So shout out to Mass Pike Miles. I don't know him personally, but dope individual, dope artist, and a lot of people know him and rock with him. And there's a show called The Plug. It's like a YouTube
shout
series.
Out to Royal.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Royal Bourne's on there, and a couple of other, like, just dope artists, like, you know what I'm saying, like, but they are, you know, the actors effectively, and it's basically a mini series on YouTube, and it's Boston based, and so I caught footage of the year prior in that one. So I'm like, yo, it's dope that you know, that we getting just the fact that people are just out there.
Well, yeah, if you're not there with a camera, like, where else are you gonna catch 50-60 like artists playing basketball, like, and everything that comes with that?
Right.
It's dope that you guys are inside this year.
Yeah. Due to a few difficulties, we had to be indoor, but I think it's also going to create.
You got to flip that, man. You want to be indoors. You got
to. I mean, no, but honestly, it doesn't. To me, it's really whatever. Like, I think it's. I wanted to do something indoor kind of anyway, because people were kind of flirting with the idea of doing something in the winter. Yeah. I don't know if I'm about that life, because this is a lot, but. In general, it's like, it would be nice to do something indoor. You know what I'm saying? It's also nice to have it outdoor. So it's kind of like, this is just perfect, because we're gonna see what it's like indoor. And I mean, either way, it's gonna be fire. But the Y has they have something going on anyway. So I think they're gonna have like a fish fry and all of that.
That's dope.
Gonna be, you know what I mean? It's gonna come together really nicely.
Well, I gotta play a record, man, because that's what we do. You know, when we don't have scheduled guests, but I wanted you to come through and talk about some stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Did you listen to any of the ciphers yet?
I haven't. I'm bugging, but also I haven't seen them. So let's blame the people that are in them for them not popping up on my timeline.
You hear that? Yeah, no, share.
So yeah, especially Champ Chuck, because he was doing a lot of talking, but I didn't see. It wasn't popped up on my timeline. But I know Chuck probably shared it. Here's the deal.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much going on in the summer that you just have to, like,
find it.
You have to bang people over the head with it, mm-hmm. you know? And we got videos coming soon, which should move a little better. First of all, you were heavily missed this year. This is the first one you've missed.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it is.
We don't like, but I think people did their thing in the meantime. Which one do you want to hear? I want to play you at least one. So here are your options. Mm-hmm. Part 1.
Has she heard them all? What's your name?
Tia.
Have you heard them all?
Yeah.
What's your favorite one? We're going with Tia's favorite. Dealer's choice.
The last one was the best to me.
Bang.
Tia liked part four the best. Tia's been doing our social media.
Dope.
So that's what's when up. You do see the posts, it's then because of her.
I understand that that's why. Okay.
It's because of her. So don't, you know, and don't yell obscenities at the page thinking you're talking to me anymore.
Can't do that anymore.
That's another thing, is you're no longer talking to me, guys.
Oh,
so
man.
We're, you know, we're big business now. All right, so we'll do part four. This is the Brockton cipher. This is Champ Chuck.
Is Haywood in there?
Darius Haywood.
I like him a lot.
Notoriety. Aunt Thomas.
No, that's a nice
over
mix.
First official.
Is he Brockton?
Nah, but okay, like right, cool, with right. Notoriety and Darius,
yeah.
Like we just talked about Brockton for
yeah,
like
I got
they
you.
Showed up first. You know, Ant showed up like as the cipher
like,
started.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, Chuck showed up when he showed up. But Notoriety right. and Darius kinda like made it the Brockton episode for a bit.
Right.
Those dudes love Brockton. Shout out to Brockton. A lot of dope artists down there. Between them,
yeah, Latrell, down there
Kyle Bent. Sound Lab down there doing
yeah,
all sorts
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah.
Lots going on.
Yeah.
So, all right, this is part four of the Alumni Cypher series, Live Free or Die Radio. Anyway, let's get into this. We got Stay True in the building.
Peace to Stay True.
Covering media. They're doing all the videos. Those will be out soon. They also put together the Beat Club podcast, which connected us with First Official, who produced all of the records you're going to hear. They also run the Stew Showcase. The next one is on August 13th. They got Black Milk coming out from Detroit.
Nice.
That's going to be 21 plus. It's on August 13th at the Wonder Bar. And if you're tuned in, if you use promo code LFOD, you can get $10 off your tickets. That's at thestewshowcase.com/buy-tickets. Anyway, we'll have that flyer out and stuff, but I'm excited for that. Black Milk is the man. But we got First Official on the boards. We got Champ Chuck about to set it off.
What up?
We got Darius Haywood, Notoriety, and Aunt Thomas in the building. This is the final cipher of the third annual LFOD Alumni Cipher Series. We'll be back next year with more, but for right now, we're going to close things off strong. Whenever you boys are ready. Once this beat starts playing, there it is.
Yo, real quick, peace to First Official. Homie's an absolute animal. Hey, yo. It's like a once a year thing, ready? Yo. I'm feeling like Tupac at the juice spot. Bought a dunk on Bakari at Hoop Hop. Still got some stash money in a shoebox. Others claim to keep it real, but they do not. I need a new whip, never mind new kicks. I'm at Ruth's Chris with two chicks, leaving huge tips. Serve it talking my ear off about the new shrimp. The world is mine, cause I seen it on a huge blimp. Me and your mom Dukes could have banged. Word, I was almost in the good dad gang. They look at me like you should have changed, but I don't judge even if you look mad strange. Word, and if you didn't, dog, you about to know me. Big Champ, the new host of LFOD.
Whoa.
Tell Sam, keep it moving like an OZ. Matter of fact, the whole P I'm playing, that's the homie.
Damn.
Whoa.
Nice.
He drew a line in the sand.
It's been drawn.
Champ with the line
little
in the
sand. Son. Peace to the homie, Sam.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Vital, I believe you're up next, my dude.
Check it. Vital.
Turntables till the tables get turned. Does the city have a sound? It's really none of my concerns. Still riding for myself, riding through the hairpins. F1 while I burn one with my cousin. Story of the tour seems sweet, but what a struggle. Look a thief in the eye, snap a pick, stay humble. Whetstone for the mind to sharpen meat cleavers. Then I add it to the armory, tidal wave of karma. Copper boogie board, ride it to your front door. That's how the score gets settled. Burn it brighter than you did it. Give it back to your community. Daps and hugs, reminiscing on the times you had me messed up. With the team celebrating with our cups up. You thought that I was just a muggle getting Sorcerer's Stone. Notoriety trimming fat and you could tell by the tone. We the kings of the Coliseum everywhere that we roam. Vital.
Hey.
Yeah.
East side in.
Yeah.
Mm.
as I get infinite insight from pipe vapors to hit the stage and steal the show just like capers. Not just the sounds, I be like vibing vibrations. Our mission is unluck all the sleeping minds from their vices to life preserve all my people in crisis. Just recognize we had to struggle while you got to coast mostly. Take a moment, master focus through potent delicioso. Yo, let's kick a fuego oso de Ortiz. Tyrone Lobo, smell me rapping from like miles away. It's the summer, my rap is 27 day old cheese. We lost power on the quarter from the second to third. Tati Marie, surrogate mother through second and third. Love you.
Hey. Check from the east, Yeah. Check. Look, Look. Now if we talking about the best, I need my mention off top. I learned over time it's more easy to watch. Don't add me unless you want music or something funny. No, it's weird to you, I didn't say money. I ain't built off that. I'm built off pride, I'm built off rap. That old one Jada feel, once you tear off the pack. I hear filler from like way in the back, but I'm way too gone. I'm steps ahead and I just gave you a lap. And I don't even have a visual, but you probably feel like you know me. My words pivotal, pay attention, it's clinical. Sam says 16 bars, I said cuff it. I might just wig in hair until they cut it. So I weave through the smooth BS when I'm in public. If I'm messing with it, I'm messing with you, never no budget, yeah. From the east side of the five, know it's killing you to see us so alive. Brockton.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's me, right? Ant Thomas. Yeah. Everybody wanna be famous. Me, I'd rather put them up, work and be nameless. Cause I'm up close and I know how that fame get. Have you barely recognizing people you came with? Hurting ones around you from success that you staying with. Envy and jealousy, but we know what the devil breed. Stay calm when the metal squeeze. I can make enemies, but they gon' make themselves with their own hating tendencies. I'm just talk, that state of my brain. We killing ourselves, we the new KKK. Damn, it's a hot summer. In Boston, they kicking us out on like five summers. I see the newcomers, we losing culture. See the pressure we under, but I ain't by myself. I got my dogs with me, and we gooned out 100 deep.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
That gentrification talk.
Big fat.
Speak on it. Speak on it, sir. Speak on it, sir.
You gotta speak on it.
Yeah, man.
So that was part four of the Alumni Cypher series. Champ Chalk, Notoriety, Darius Haywood, Ant Thomas. We got Bakari JB in here, Hoop Hop founder and MC extraordinaire. What did you think of that?
I think I'm gonna have to have some steam for Champ Chalk, man. I'm gonna have to make a pop visit to Overdog.
Chuck was wildin', man. He came
Chuck
out
was wildin',
swinging.
He was coming for heads, man. Pause. Yeah, he was wildin'. He's wildin' in these streets, but that's what's up. I'm gonna see about Chuck. I'm gonna see if I can get to Overdog before Hoop Hop.
I'm sure I'd love to have you on. I mean, he's got bars. He's gotta tighten up his flow, of course, but. You know, who told him? But
told him he could flow.
Nah, they were trying to get me. It got like on air. We were going back and forth that a little bit. We didn't put that online, but he kind of let it slide. We are at some point gonna swap hosting duties.
That is fire.
I'm gonna host Overdog for a night, and he's gonna host LFOD. I'm excited because I can play Dirty Records.
Y'all just do cool stuff, man. I gotta tip my cap. That's fire. Like, yo, I know this isn't like our industry here is not like that of like a New York or something like that, but like what we do here is really dope. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is so much really. Like, I don't want to seem like I'm tipping the cap. Like, but it's just that's a fire concept.
Appreciate it.
So.
Yeah, we've been talking about it, and we just need to make it happen, but I think it'll be cool, you know?
Yeah.
Because we have different tastes. That's why I rock with Chuck. Like, mm-hmm. We rock with each other, but we don't play the same records.
You think Chuck edited records?
Nah, he doesn't. No, it's funny. He sends me. There's some artists I have. Like, Spenda. Mm-hmm. I have clean Spenda because of Chuck.
Nice.
Because, like, he took it upon himself to get it to me. Originally, back, that's how I got that Passenger 57. Mm-hmm. Originally, you know, because, you know, that's a little behind the scenes, pull back the curtain. Yeah. But people send Chuck clean records, and he refuses to play them. And then, they got to send them to me. It's an interesting thing. So he has some cleans, yeah. But we'll see. He'll learn my struggle real quick.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting for sure.
That's the quickest way to end a conversation with me. It's like they're all like amped and all right, man. Send me some. Right.
That's That's a fact.
And it's like I don't try to end it. It just happens. They're like
artists, man. Do yourselves a favor, man. And I say this even to take my own advice as well. Like, do yourself a favor and do the little things. Eat your broccoli. You know what I mean? Do the things that you know you're supposed to do but aren't necessarily the sexy things. Those are the things that, push you forward. Yep. You know what I mean? And I'm saying that to say it to myself. You know what I mean? Right. Just to say it out loud and hear it. Like, but like, yo, the little things. Like, you go hard, you make music. Like, you pay for beats or you make these beats, you find them, you come up with this concept, you come up with this music, you write these dope lyrics and hooks, and then you don't send it to anybody to play it. People that are asking to play
it's
your
the
music,
follow through.
You know what I mean? Like the follow through.
Basketball.
Yeah.
How many times does your coach tell you if you
follow
do
through.
Not
yeah.
break through. The wrist there at the end and hold that? It's not going in.
Yeah, it's not the sexy part. Sending an email. I'm the worst dude in the world with emails. But the reality is, yo, just eat that broccoli, dog. Just do it. Because at the end of the day, like, yo, people play. Like, the only reason why people play any of the records that I have out is because I've sent it to them at some point. Even though now I might be lazy and not want to do that part, but I already did it. And I did the legwork of, as soon as I did the records, I was like, yo, what is it going to take for me to get these edited? Is it going to take more studio time? Whatever. All right, cool. Yo, like, yo, can you cut an edit for these for me? Because I'm like, I'm going to need it down the line. And like, it's better to have
get
it.
Your cross your T's, dot your I's.
Yeah, man.
This message brought to you in part by Vicari JB and the Hoop Hop Association for bettering hip hop in New England. Exactly. It's true though, man. You got to do the basic stuff. It's not sexy, and it's just a little piece that can make it. It just shows that you're serious too.
Yeah.
And you know, my thing is I never try to make anyone else's job harder. I make it as easy as possible.
Yeah.
So when you send me the record, send the name of the song.
Yeah.
Send your name, maybe who you are. You know, if I get like hot-ish Final Cut radio.
Right. Right.
With no subject, then I get that sometimes. And like it's registered to your personal email, so I don't even know what artist it is, you know. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. Chuck and I'll talk about that sometime. But
the woes.
Yeah, the woes. But shit, what was I gonna tell you? I didn't say it. I said shh.
Shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah, you know what? We might start. We're gonna start cleaning. We'll clean your records for you.
Oh, that's not the end.
We'll do it. You know what? 25 a song. Yeah. I'll clean your record. I'm serious. If you got a record, I'll clean it for you. But
that is actually real.
It's my time. You know, so. We will do that because a lot of people just don't know how to do it. I have a tutorial. I'll send you a tutorial. I made a video. It's on YouTube and everything to help people. Wow. But if you don't want to watch that, you know. So I'm going
to
start responding to your emails. If you send me dirty records, you know, Cash App, LFOD.
That's real. I'm actually, that's
tell your friends, actually.
That could be a lucrative thing for you.
It might be. It could be lucrative for everyone. But, you know,
factoid.
My grandpa used to say, if you're not doing business with me, we're both losing money.
Yeah, I'm sure he was a G.
He was. Anyway, so that's kind of the way. But we got to play another record. We'll come back before we get out of here. This is a new one from Super Smash Brothers, Adjacent, featuring Maystar and Child. I just got the word from Bedlam. They have an event going on tomorrow night in, well, it's at 6 Clearway Street, Boston, Mass. It's the family cookout listening event. I hope this is open to the public. I don't know. Bel Air, Hennessy, Lord Hobo, Bodega, Killer Boombox. And that's going to be going on tomorrow night. So,
oh, I got a show coming up.
Well, you can talk about that after. Right. Super Smash Brothers Adjacent. We just talked about you the whole day. We'll talk about it before we get off the air. This is the new Super Smash Brothers Adjacent. You're tuning in to Live Free or Die Radio. We will be back with Bakari JB after this.
come close right now. Baby, come close right now. Baby, come close right now.
Free or Die Radio. That was the new Super Smash Brothers. They got something coming out tomorrow night. Shout out to Bedlam. He's been sending me all these records. Hey, if you need help getting your stuff on the radio, that's the dude to talk to, too. Let me know. I can plug you in with him. Bakari JB is trying to tell me about some show he has here. Thank God we spoke, because he was about to put out all sorts of
Information that was a little mixed up.
You guys were about to be standing outside of the wrong venue.
Sometimes you just go on a witch hunt, you know, and you find the artist that you're looking for.
All right, Donald.
All right, so this is very serious. This is not a joke. You guys want to be at, I don't even know the name. It's Sue's. It's called, the venue is Sue's. And it's 3 Front Street. What part of New Hampshire is that? Because this cuts off. I can't see it.
On Front Street? There's probably a Front Street in every town.
Yeah, but...
You want me to Google it?
No. It's right. At Sue's. 7 o'clock sharp. You want to be there August 23rd. I'm going to be out there with Tusky. I did the last show with Tusky. Tusky's pretty dope.
Looks like it's in Rollinsford.
Rollinsford?
Yeah.
That's where Sue's is?
Yep.
All right, sounds good. Johnny Siggs, my man Johnny Siggs from Virginia, from Richmond, man. He going to be up here doing this thing. I had a good time when I went down there and did my shows with Johnny, so big up to him. And we got a record together, matter of fact, which is pretty dope.
Send me the clean.
Yeah, as soon as it's mixed and
or tell him to break bread.
there we go. To payola. Pay to clean. Noah O is on this, Black Liquid is on this, Repeton is on this. So it's a bunch of cats I actually haven't met myself, but Tusky and Johnny I do know, and it's gonna be a lot of good hip hop in the building, man. So
shout out to Tusky
for that. You know,
we did a show with him up at 3S Art Space.
Yeah,
and we'll be back there in November, ironing out the details of who will be there, and we should have video of that show coming out soon. From Nick of Download Productions.
Okay, yeah.
Hoping to see that shortly.
That, yeah. See Quill.
Still Gold.
Mike.
Bakari JB, Mike Wing, Tusky. And we got to get out of here, though, Bakari.
And my man Brian. Shout out to Brian. Shout out to Yemi.
Big shout out
to Al Copeland. You know what I mean? The Hoop Hop team, baby.
Yeah. So Hoop Hop. Yeah. August 19th. What time?
19th. You guys want to be there at 12 noon. That's when it's kicking off. 12 noon. And we go till 6 o'clock.
Beautiful.
Yep. Come on, bring the good vibes.
See you next weekend.
All right.
And artist tuned in submissions at lfodradio.com. Some I actually emailed while we were talking, so
hey,
shout out
go.
To whoever's tuned in there. Clap we got here with some Bakari JB. This one is called Boston State of Mind.
Hey, throwback.
Classic. We'll be back next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Billy Loman talking about the new Easy Money. And we got some other guests as well.